What is going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to the First Team All-Pro Podcast. This is episode 38 with your host, LT Nasty. And this is going to be a full hockey episode today. We got a lot of hockey to talk about. We got to talk about the Stanley Cup playoffs, more specifically the Stanley Cup playoff pictures, specifically in the Western Conference, because a few teams haven't clinched the playoff spot yet. So we'll get right into that in a little bit. We'll also talk about the Eastern Conference a little bit. The Eastern Conference matchups are basically, well, the matchups aren't set, but the teams coming out of the or representing the Eastern Conference are all ready to go. They've all clinched their spots, so we'll highlight that, and we'll also talk about the teams that could potentially make a surprise run in the playoffs, as well as the teams that have the highest expectations heading into the playoffs. But before we do that, in more recent news, on April 15th, 2022, the NHL and the hockey community, and just again the hockey community all together, lost a legend, lost one of the greatest to ever play the game, and that was Mike Bossy of the New York Islanders, one of the greatest goal scorers ever. And you don't even need to be an Islander fan to know this, because he was just that good. I mean, he had 9 straight seasons of putting up 50 or more goals. Think about that. 9 consecutive 50-plus goal seasons. You don't see that in the NHL today anymore. You don't. Yeah, I mean, outside of who? Alex Ovechkin? Other than that, other than Ovechkin, I don't think I can name another NHL player that has scored 50 or more goals in 9 consecutive seasons. I don't think I can. At least in this generation, you know, my generation. But, and again, Mike Bossy was a cornerstone piece to the New York Islanders, especially during the 4 straight Stanley Cup runs, their 4 straight Stanley Cup wins. And, you know, with Trottier, Potvin, and of course, you know, the late Clark Gillies, you know, that team was to think about that, to win 4 straight Stanley Cups, like, that's incredibly difficult to do. And Mike Bossy was a huge reason for that. Like, he was just a gifted goal scorer all around. And yeah, I didn't watch him play. I wasn't born in that time, you know. But, like, he was just an absolute force on the ice. I mean, scoring 50-plus goals at will, again, for 9 straight seasons. And it just shows you how dominant he was. And he's going to be missed by the entire hockey community, the entire hockey world. And of course, you know, the New York Islanders organization and their fans, because, like, if you're an Islander fan, or if you were an Islander fan and you were growing up in, you know, the 70s and 80s, like, if you watched, you know, those teams, then chances are Mike Bossy was your guy. Mike Bossy, Trottier, all those guys. Then you watched all those guys night in and night out just dominate. Like, that was your team. Bossy was one of your guys. And again, one of the greatest to ever play the game, one of the greatest goal scorers ever. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. There's no debate. I mean, again, nine. I don't even need to. I mean, he finished with 573 career goals, 553 career assists, totaling for 1,126 career points. And again, nine straight seasons scoring 50 plus goals with 50 goals. I mean, well, yeah, nine straight seasons with 50 plus goals. I mean, you just can't replicate that. You can't. I mean, again, outside of Ovechkin, I don't think I have not seen an NHL player do that. Like, that is elite tier legend status right there. That is the definition of legend status right there. To go nine straight seasons with, you know, 50 or more goals. I mean, it's unreal. But again, he was a fan favorite on the island. He was definitely a fan favorite. I mean, he and, you know, he gave his heart and soul for the organization when he was there. He gave his heart and soul on the ice, and look what happened. They won four straight Stanley Cups. He contributed to a dynasty. I mean, it's just, you know, it's incredible. One of the greatest goal scorers ever. One of the greatest to ever play the game. And he'll be missed. He'll be missed by everyone in the hockey community. So rest in peace, Mike Bossy. And again, even more recent news. Earlier today, longtime Montreal Canadian Guy Lafleur, who was another cornerstone piece for a franchise. He was one of the cornerstone pieces for the Montreal Canadiens teams in the 70s, from 1971 to, you know, 79, when they were a dynasty. Yeah, 1971 to 1979. Yeah. Yeah, when they were, you know, a dynasty. I mean, he passed away. And again, another legend in the NHL, another hockey legend, another hockey Hall of Famer. Another great, all-time great player, another legend, another Hall of Famer. I mean, you know, again, much like, you know, Bossy played a huge role with the Islanders in the 80s. Guy Lafleur played a huge role for the, you know, Canadiens teams in the 70s. You know, playing alongside guys like Henry Richard, Maurice Richard, and of course, you know, having Jacques Plante in net, you know, it paid dividends, and they were a dynasty. And he also had six straight seasons of putting up 100 or more points. Think about this. He had six straight seasons of putting up 100 or more points. That's nuts. That's absolutely crazy. In 1974 to 1975, that season, he had 119. Then the next season, he had 125. Then he had 136 after that, which is his career high for most points in the season. Then 132, then 129, and then 125. I mean, to put up 100 plus points in six straight seasons, that's another insane stat. Like, it's just like, and that's the one thing I kind of wish, like, I got to see. I've seen a lot of great players, a lot of legendary players come through, you know, in my generation. But like, I almost like wish I got to grow up and see all these players, you know, just absolutely dominate, consistently dominate at a high level. Like, and you know, you know, whether it was, you know, the Rod Gilberts or, you know, again, the Guy LaFleurs and, you know, Mike Bossy, you know, all those guys, like, and, you know, the Wayne, and of course, Wayne Gretzky and all them. You know, if I got, I think it would be even more incredible if I got to see all those guys play. Like, but, yeah, Guy LaFleur, again, his resume, much like Bossy, his resume, his hockey resume, doesn't need any introduction. You know, one of the all-time great players, one of the all-time great franchise players. One of the all-time great franchise players. And again, you know, another legend of the game. Another legend, another one of the all-time greats. So, he'll be missed as well. Especially in Montreal, because he left an impact on that organization and, you know, the fans, you know, helping build the dynasty there. So, again, rest in peace, Guy LaFleur. And that being said, let's get right into the Stanley Cup playoffs. I mean, we're heading right for the Stanley Cup playoffs are right around the bend. I mean, and the Eastern Conference is already set. The Lightning, Bruins, Leafs, and Panthers. Those are the teams coming out of the Atlantic Division. And in the Metro Division, you get the Hurricanes, Penguins, Caps, and Rangers. The Eastern Conference matchups, those are going to be fun to watch. But, and then, of course, the Western Conference, I think only like three or four teams have clinched playoff spots. But, the Eastern Conference, like the teams coming out of the East, that's going to be fun to watch. I think, I think if there's one team that's going to surprise people, and this all comes down to, you know, the defense, you know, tightening up a little bit and the 5-on-5 play improving a bit. I think the Rangers can really surprise some people. And it's not because I'm a biased Ranger fan. I think they made some improvements on, you know, the bottom six. Because anyone who watched the Rangers, they were struggling a little bit. They were teetering. Their bottom six, their top six was great. Their top six has been fine. Their bottom six prior to the trade deadline was a little bit rough. It was a little bit rough. So, you know, and then, of course, they go out and get Andrew Kopp. They get Tyler Motte. And all of a sudden, the team is absolutely buzzing. So, I mean, Shesterkin and Georgiev seem to be getting it going. They seem to be rebounding to form that, because there was a stretch where Shesterkin was not playing his best hockey, and that same thing with Georgiev. And now it seems like they're starting to find their groove, starting to find their mojo. So who knows if they tighten up the defense and, you know, prevent teams from getting high quality chances, there's a really good chance that this team could, who knows, maybe steal a series or two. Who knows? But yeah. And then in terms of the other, you know, maybe another Eastern Conference team that could make a surprise run, I'm going to stick to the Atlantic Division this time. And I know what everyone's probably thinking. Always going to be the Maple Leafs. That wasn't the team I had in mind. I'm sorry, Toronto fans, but you know, with the past history of, you know, the Leafs, with getting bounced in the first round, I don't know how you get out of the first round. I don't know how you make a surprise run. I think, honestly, and this is not to, you know, discredit how good the team is, but just winning the first round would be a surprise enough for the Leafs. And, you know, Leafs fans, once again, I apologize, Leafs fans, but kind of just stating the truth here. But, yeah. So, I'm honestly going to say the Bruins. I'm going to say, because if Florida can keep it all together, I think they'll win the first round. I think, depending on who, of course, who they're playing. And I think they could probably get to round two. Maybe even, I mean, they're the Pacific Division. Nope, not the Pacific. They're the Atlantic Division champs. I almost said Pacific. No, the Pacific's division's the Western Conference. No, but yeah, they won their division. So, I mean, I feel like at this point, you know, as much as people want to, you know, say the Lightning are the favorite, I think the Panthers are the favorite this time around. So I don't think they would really be shocking. I don't think, well, they did lose in the first round, I believe, the last couple of years they've made the playoffs. But I don't think anyone would be entirely too surprised considering how good the Panthers are, how much depth they have, especially getting Ben Chiarot and, you know, of course, Claude Giroux at the deadline. So, you know, and it seems to be, and, you know, of course, I mean, they have Jonathan Huberdeau, Barkov, I mean, and, you know, Anthony Duclair. And, of course, in net, they got a nice duo of Sergei Bobrovsky and Spencer Knight. I mean, the Panthers team is deep from top to bottom. So, I, you know, as much as, you know, they haven't, you know, they've gotten bumped in the first round a couple of times, I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, they made a deep run, which is why I think the surprise would be, or the team to surprise everyone would be the Bruins, because, you know, they made that cup run in 2018 and 2019. And, you know, for some reason, everyone thinks, you know, that team, like, they're getting old, their core's getting older, they're losing a bunch of, you know, key pieces, but they always find the way to hang around. And, you know, especially with Taylor, and now that they have, like, you know, Taylor Hall locked up, they have Marchand, they have Bergeron, and they have, who else? I said Pastrnak. And Pastrnak, too. And, of course, one of the best young defensemen in the game in Charlie McAvoy. Like, and on top of that, Jeremy Swayman's also turning into a nice goalie. And turning a nice goalie for the Bruins. So, got to keep that in mind, too. So, if they, you know, get it together, if they start to fix their, you know, issues, I think they could definitely, you know, I think they could definitely win a round or two. So, and I'm going to be honest. If they end up playing the Leafs, I'd go on to say they'd probably end up beating the Leafs. But who knows? Because, you know, the Stanley Cup playoffs are unpredictable. But, yeah. So, and then in the Western Conference, I'm going to be honest. I'm just going to get it right down to business in saying who are the going to be the biggest surprises out of the West. I'm going to be honest. Two teams I have in mind, Blues and Kings. The Kings were projected to be not even make the playoffs, not even sniff the playoffs whatsoever, and they're on the verge of clinching. So I think they could be a surprise team this year. And the Blues, everyone thought after their last 2 years with the first round eliminations, they thought they were going to fall off a cliff. They haven't. And especially, you know, with the struggles of Jordan Binnington. And what happens next? Ville Husso comes out of nowhere and absolutely turns into a star goaltender that the Blues needed. And they needed that. Because if anyone who's been paying attention to the Blues this season knows they've had a little bit, you know, over the last two seasons, I should say, Bennington struggled a little bit, but it seems like he has rebounded to form. They're 9-0-1 in their last 10 games. And I'm going to be honest with you. I think they can upset a team. You know, I think they could definitely upset a team or two. And the same thing goes for the Kings, especially with, you know, Drew Doughty rebounding the form, you know, and of course the emergence of Quentin Byfield and, you know, Cal Peterson in that. So got to keep those two teams into account. But that being said, that's it. I mean, I talked about what I needed to talk about. Next episode, probably going to be coming out next Thursday. I don't know. We'll see what the game plan is there. But that being said, it's been this is your host, LT Nasty. And see you in episode 39. Peace.